Good morning, 738 News Radio, 92.3 AM, 1620. Rain? That's not fair. I mean, that just doesn't seem right after a major storm. But, you know, hey, the weather doesn't care. It's like when we saw all those semi-storms forming, you know, not that long ago, and then Beta over, you know, our western land toward, to the west of us. And you're like, don't we have a pass on this? No, it doesn't work that way, unfortunately. But weirdly, the area is clear. You know, the Atlantic and the Gulf, no storms right now. Fingers crossed, stay that way. That's fine. Joining us this morning, we have the Deputy Police Chief for the Pensacola Police Department, Kevin Christman. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks, Andrew. Good to be here.
Always good to have you. So, obviously, you know, the storm was the major thing that your department has been working on or working with over the last week or so. I mean, from your perspective, how did it go?
You know, when we have those storms come in like that, it's not the first time we've done it, and unfortunately, it won't be the last time. So, we take measures to make sure that we can have adequate, you know, assets in place manpower-wise. So just like the other agencies here, we go on emergency operations, and every single Pensacola police officer is working either during or certainly after that storm where, you know, no days off, 12-hour days, it's long, and it's taxing for them because they've, just like you and everyone else out there, they've got their homes and their families to worry about what's going on there. And, you know, oftentimes when they're called in to work those, they can't be there, you know, on site to take care of things. So just some added stress there, but they're always out working. We're out working 24/7 during those storms. And it's something to see when you have that many police officers who are willing to go out in the midst of a storm at times and do things that they're not normally asked to do.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, we tend to not think about things like, you know, when I was talking to Scott Raines from Baptist the other day and kind of asking him, you know, how did this affect your staff? You know, because staff have homes and staff have drives in and staff have cars that get flooded. And, you know, so, you know, have you guys had a lot of that affect them in their homes? And I guess a one that I didn't even think to ask before, but, you know, are there PPD that live like in Gulf Breeze, and how is the bridge affecting them? You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, our employees are from all around the area. So what impacts, you know, our citizens impacts us as well. So, you know, when you're here during the storm working, you have that stress of not knowing what, you know, maybe going on at your house, especially, you know, even during cell service wasn't a bad this time, but during Ivan, there was no cell service, period. So it's just an added layer of what's already, you know, a difficult time, just adding on to that difficult time. And we've got some employees who are facing transportation, transit challenges with the issues with the Pensacola Bay Bridge. So
yeah,
we're working through that with them, you know, as best we can, just like everybody else's.
Yeah, you cannot do cop work remote. You can't do patrol on a Zoom meeting, unfortunately. So
yeah, no, you can't quite phone that one in.
No, not really. Hey, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, anytime we have major rain events, obviously we have flooding issues, and therefore your officers are tasked with, you know, controlling intersections. And, you know, I mean, Graffiti Bridge is the obvious one. There are many others as well. But I was just kind of curious from your perspective, there's been a lot of work done on floodwater mitigation. What's your perspective on, it seemed like the places that were closed, the normal places that were closed, it seems like they opened back up faster, which to me, the benefit of that is that frees up your officers to be able to go to doing other kinds of work and other kinds of calls. Do you think I'm right in that perception? Am I off on that?
Yeah, I've kind of got the same view. Yeah, we did have some issues, but considering we had 25 inches of rain, some places are, you know, no matter how good you build it, are still going to take on some water. But the outflow of the water getting out of there quicker was better, because we'll have those flash kind of floods come up and streets become unpassable, and we'll get out there and block them. And usually before, you know, a lot of times, you know, during our summer thunderstorms, you know, before even the barricades can get there to block it off, the water's already receded. So the fact that it's running off faster is definitely a help.
Now, you know, you guys, pardon me if I'm wrong about this, but I assume you guys were involved in making rescues as well during the storm. Is that right?
We did. We have a tremendous group of officers here at the police department, and I don't have an exact count, but over a dozen rescues were made. I was here listening to the radio, and in the middle of the worst of the storm, we had officers willingly going out to pull people out of flooded cars. We had one of our lieutenants out of, probably pulled four or five people out of, you know, one spot and got them out. We had officers go into houses where people called and trees had fallen on houses or fallen on their neighbor's house and trapped them and got to those houses. And one I know, a neighbor, I think, had a sledgehammer and a pickaxe, and they worked their way through a wall to get a gentleman out of his house after a tree had fallen on him in his bedroom. So just there's countless stories like that of our officers going out when, you know, nobody else is. And we're that line of help, and they willingly went out and risked their own personal safety to help people when they were calling, you know, in the middle of 100, 110 mile an hour winds, driving rain, you know, at risk to themselves. They willingly did that, and it was impressive to watch, impressive to listen to on the radio, and I couldn't be prouder of how our guys and girls performed during that hurricane.
I have got to imagine that for people who want to be helping, for people who want to be doing, the most painful thing is to be told to stand down. Even when you know it's the right decision, you know, when the storm was at its peak and y'all had shut down dispatch because it was not safe to dispatch anybody to go out and help at that point, I imagine that time, and it took forever because of the slow-moving nature of the storm, to just sit there and know you could be helping and not be able to do it, that's got to be hard.
Yeah, it's tough to know people need help, and, you know, in those circumstances, some of those cases, just it was go get them. Go do what you can do, go get them. And they went, and we didn't have to tell them to go. It was, hey, I'll go do that one. And they were lined up. You know, we may have had five or six go out, but there were 20, you know, right behind them ready to go to do the exact same thing. So a really, really good group of police officers here. The city of Pensacola could be proud of them and know, you know, when times are tough and they're in need, their Pensacola Police Department is going to show up for them.
Chief, one of the it hasn't been, you know, in the news as much in the last week or two because of Sally, but one of the big initiatives that the chief put in was this mental health checkup program for the officers, that twice a year they would be required to sit down with somebody to do a little bit of counseling just to kind of find out how they're doing. Has that started to be implemented yet?
It starts actually in a week. October 1st, we'll have that program in place. And every, you know, just like we talked about with the storm, and you compound that with every other thing that a police officer deals with, you know, some, you know, a regular person may have a crisis one time a year, or hopefully just one time in their life. And the nature of police work is we're called to those crises multiple times a day, and then mm-hmm. you compound things like the hurricane and the stresses on that. You know, it's, you know, a thousand little, you know, cuts that get you. So starting October 1st, we will have a program implemented where every Pensacola police officer twice a year will go sit down with a mental health professional and be able to talk, and if there are any issues, you know, work through those issues. And, you know, we want to be on the forefront of stopping that stigma of there's an issue with asking for help. Mental health for our officers is paramount, you know, as important or more important than physical health. It's all encompassed into one big thing there to make sure they're taken care of, and that we're putting the absolute best police officers with the, you know, best training, the most impactful training we can have on them, and the healthiest police officers that we can put out on the street. Because if you've got, you know, healthy, well-trained police officers, everyone benefits from that, not just internally here at the department, but the city as a whole will be impacted in a positive way by that.
Absolutely. And it's, yet to me, it's another way PPD has been leading, you know, whether leading on body cameras or leading on, you know, arming the police for the horrible extreme circumstances, or drone usage, or in this case, you know, making sure that cops who are not the most eager to volunteer to go see a counselor, I know, as a group. So sometimes you got to make them do it. But I think they'll find out that that's an incredibly beneficial service to have. And it's essential for maintaining their healthy mind state. Kevin Christman, he is the deputy chief of police for the Pensacola Police Department. Chief, thank you so much for the time, and as always, thank you for what you do to keep us safe.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great day.